opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio on a Monday. Good morning today, the 14th of November. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You didn't hear Sue today because it's her birthday, and she gets the day off on her birthday.
All right.
Yay, happy birthday, Sue.
Happy birthday, Sue, and tomorrow is Liam's birthday.
Yeah, and good morning, Liam.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're going to be all of, what?
19.
19.
Yeah. You know, it's great to see you.
You know that uniform I was wearing?
It's older than you.
It was the uniform I was wearing at the Marine Corps Ball. No, it's old enough to be your grandfather.
Hey, Liam, you guys looked great the other night.
Thank you.
No, I wasn't here Friday. Or was I here Friday? No, nobody was here Friday.
Nobody was here Veterans Day.
Yep. We had a fantastic night at the Marine Corps Ball, and Liam was there, and we had a KCNR table as well. And Carl, you did a great job emceeing. It was just a fabulous night.
It was a great night.
247th?
Oh. Oh, yeah, 247th
birthday.
Birthday. We had close to that many people, 300 there that night.
And you sat at LaMalfa's table.
Yeah, I did.
Or he sat at your table.
That's what it was. He said, where can I sit? I said, well, you can sit with Liam.
The one, the only, the birthday boy tomorrow.
Birthday boy. And did you enjoy that?
I did. I was definitely nervous about like sitting at a table with people I don't know, but then I forget that, like, I'm pretty good at making friends. So by the end of the night, I had a bunch of new friends.
And did your lady have a good time?
Yeah, she had a great time.
Good. So I came in here, what was it, yesterday? Was it yesterday?
I think it might have been Friday. Friday night?
No,
Thursday or Friday night. Maybe it was Friday. It was Friday. It was Friday.
It was Friday night?
I think it was
Friday. Yeah, because we dropped the horse off. We went back. No, we went to visit the horse and then came back because you needed.
Yeah. Okay, that's right.
And your key.
You were in here. You were loading shows for the. For the weekend.
Yeah.
And she was sitting here watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just making sure that you were doing things correct.
She was.
Okay. All right.
Well, okay, I'm going to do the weather now. 43 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we have a sunny day with our highs of 61, overnight lows of 41. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high of 64. Tuesday night, overnight lows of 42. Wednesday, clear skies once again. Sunny with a high of 68. Wednesday night, mostly clear, overnight lows of 39. Thursday calls for 64, and Friday, 65. Looks like we don't have any rain in the forecast, but we do have chilly weather ahead of us, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts, located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
And with us today is Tom Corrado and Brent Jacobson. Good morning,
gentlemen. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having us here.
And I've known Tom for, a decade.
Really?
And probably close to that. And when you were working, you work in construction,
mm-hmm.
But you were also as part of the union leadership.
That is correct,
here.
Locally here. Correct.
Locally here. And then, we kind of lost touch. And then you reached out again. Because you and Brent want to start something up that sounds kind of interesting. So tell our listeners what it is.
Okay, happy to. And the reason we lost touch is because I ended up working out of the area for a large contractor down out of Sacramento. And
so
I work down there during the week, and it's a corporate position, so I'm one of those guys that works 50, 60 hours a week.
Right.
And so it kind of has taken me out of a lot of the circulation.
Right. What project are you working on at Sacramento?
Right now I'm working on a project called Richards Boulevard. It's a $1 billion project for the state. It's just a giant office complex.
Yes, off of Richards Boulevard?
That is correct.
Okay, that's my old hometown of Sacramento. My parents lived off of Richards Boulevard right there on the Garden Highway.
This is a short distance off of I-5. In fact, from I-5 you can see four tall towers there.
Okay.
All
my gosh, it's just booming. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is. So what we're doing right now is we have created a website, and the roots of this website started with frustration. I've been a lifelong conservative. Well, since high school, I've been a conservative. And, I've always seen the conservatives have have this opinion, which I've shared, and then I've seen the guys on the other side of the fence have had different opinions. And we have conversations, and I'd hear things on the news, and the conservatives would say right, and the liberals or Democrats would say left, and it never meshed. It's always like so opposite, and a lot of times extreme opposite, and it always frustrated me because it did cause me to have doubts, wondering, are they correct, at least on some of the stuff, and are we maybe wrong on some of our stuff? And I remember just thinking, I just want the truth. That's it. I just want the truth. And as time went on, I became more and more frustrated of hearing all this stuff and never knowing what's really true, because there were such opposing statements and perspectives and views, and what is written has been opposing. And it's like, well, but what's the truth? We got to get down to what the truth is. And this really began to really compound when the whole COVID thing hit. Because, I mean, there were so many opposite perspectives on the COVID.
Right.
And so while driving down the road one day on the way to Sacramento, I had this thought, we need a source that people can go to and find out what the truth is. And then it became the whole logistics of how do you determine what that is, because obviously it cannot be opinion, because opinion might not necessarily be true.
Right.
It's their opinion. So the thought that I had was, we need a source people can go to find out the truth, and it needs to be backed up with accurate factual facts that are legitimate and real and hard facts that people can look and see and know and believe, okay, this is the truth.
So in this quest, when you're looking for the source, how does one decipher where to go to find the source?
And that's going to be a very tricky part, and we haven't gotten that deep into that part yet, because we're still in the process of developing the website. We have currently launched a soft website, a preliminary website, if you will, that Brent has developed, and we're in process of working with a local developer for a more permanent website. The initial one was basically just to show everybody what our concept is, because we need to raise funds to be able to launch this thing financially, because there's some expense to it, and we're not making any money off this thing right now, and we need some assistance getting this thing going. So we started this preliminary website to be able to give people a chance to see what that concept is and take part in helping provide some financial
in the
support.
Development of it.
That is correct.
So there's people who will, you know, we have like the Record Searchlight or the Sacramento Bee, used to have the Sacramento the Union. And then there's this new paper, I don't know how new it is, it's EPOCH, is that Epic? Mm-hmm. So a lot of my conservative friends like to, get this paper because it gives I don't want to call it a slant, but it is along the lines of people who are conservative thinking, as opposed to some of the other publications that are definitely leaning way to the left. So sure. You're trying to provide something that is in the middle with both sides talking about and leave that up to the individual reading.
Yeah, we want to lead by example. So as he was saying, things are polarized now, especially in the past 2 years, things have polarized pretty severely. We want to be able to talk to the people we know we love, the people we don't know and love, and have common ground. And the only way to do that is to have something rooted in reality, you know. So factual data is reality, and that's what we're looking to create with this website here.
So to clarify, we're not going to be presenting news. This is not journalism. This is not fact-checking. Our goal is truth. Because, you know, there are a lot of fact checkers out there, and they're going down this path and leading you down this path. So we're not just another set of fact checkers. We are truth seekers. What we want to do is take like a subject, like the one I like to use is when Joe Biden said that the assault weapons ban was effective. Okay, let's find out. Was it effective? Because I have liberal friends that say, oh, it was effective because Joe Biden said it. And I got conservative friends that say, no, it was not effective at all. So what we will do is we will take that situation, we will show the video clip of Joe Biden saying that, and then we will list the facts below it that either prove or disprove what he said. Like, for example, all of the crime statistics from the FBI during that time, before that time, and after that time to see, was it effective? And then we'll have to research some other avenues to get other not perspectives, but other areas in the arena of facts that might show something that those numbers don't show. So again, it's not journalism. It's bringing up a subject matter and showing the facts.
It's a research project.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we're not going to be assigning motive to whatever we're reporting on, if you can call it a report at all. And we're not really coming up with conclusions for people. So this is not something you would go to if you want an answer, like, told to you. This is something you go to if you want to actually know the base information. So that way you can inform yourself.
So if it was like in Chattanooga in their paper, they have two editorials in their paper.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, the Chattanooga, Tennessean or something. Yeah, they have one from the liberal side and one from the conservative side on the, not necessarily on the same subject, but that, you know, when they write editorials. So the question that's going to be then is, assault weapons ban, was it effective? So you can, if you look at, but you all are the ones that choose the bottom line on who to look at. So we'll talk about that when we get back. You know what? After the horse in the vet.
And the Marine Corps ball.
Loading the horse. I didn't realize how much a horse weighed until I picked it up and put it inside the trailer. And after the Marine Corps ball, and then Veterans Day hit.
Yeah.
And the things that have been going on over the last few weeks.
Mm.
Falling into my Sleep Number bed over this weekend had to be the best.
That's right. And what's great about it is that we have individual settings. So my Sleep Number setting, I've been at 35 for some time now. But the cool thing is that I can change it at any time to fit how fatigued my body is.
Yeah, well, mine ranged over the weekend from 40 to 75. And the one thing that I always know is that I get a good night's sleep, and I get about 20 minutes more a night restful sleep because of the 360 smart bed.
But you know what I love? It's our bed, but it's my Sleep Number.
That's true.
Where else can you say that?
That's right.
Side of the bathroom.
And since we sleep where it's cold, and I've walked into the room before, and I you've got the little foot heater going. Right. You can heat the feet, end of your bed, and set it for like 15 minutes, and it goes off. Yeah, it's great. Our Sleep Number bed is something that we've been very, very thankful for over the last 8-9 years. So why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. Save 40%. That's right, 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed plus free premium delivery when you add a base. That ends today. Only at our Sleep Number store over in a Target shopping center. Go over and talk to Philip. Somebody walked in the other day, said, we bought one.
Yeah, well, they're doing construction outside, so just
park. Don't be afraid of the construction. Yeah. Just walk through, lay on all the beds, make them earn your money. But lay on the beds, you're going to find one that's perfect for you, and I mean that. Sleep Number. We'll be right back. Well, pick me.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And good morning. You can't ever forget the opening scene of Saturday Night Fever. There you
wait,
go. John Travolta's feet.
Wait, are you watching my feet?
Nope, I'm okay. Trying not to watch your feet.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Chef. You know what? I was busting some moves during the Marine Corps ball when you and I were dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they were all slow dancing, so you couldn't tell the way my feet were moving. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, this is a great hospital. We have outstanding physicians there, outstanding staff. It's becoming a teaching hospital. Starting next year, they're going to be bringing in 8 residents. They're going to be there for 3 years, and over a period of 3 years, there's going to be 24 residents coming in there working on internal medicine. Now, here's what, and besides the fact it's going to be more doctors taking care of people there, there's a good chance and we keep them, at least some of them. And it's one of the reasons that Shasta Regional Medical Center is our hometown hospital. Healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And today our guests are Brent Jacobson and Tom Corrado, who are launching a website of truth. I think that's what you would call it. And they're absolutely right in their premises. I read something. Okay. Let me just say here. That's an opinion. National Security and Global Affairs. X-378 space plane or space weapon is home after 900 days. Now, that sounds like a straightforward headline, right? How about senior Guatemalan officer raises concerns over possibility of terrorists heading to U.S. border? Now, both of those sound like straightforward headlines. But if you get into it, you find out that there's opinion in there.
Correct.
Yep. So our question is, what sources do you pick when you pick a subject like immigration at the border, which is going to, you know, which is a huge thing? What sources do you pick?
Well, that's a
and then how do you address that? Is immigration? Are you going to get into immigration's bad? Immigration's good, or just there's you know a million people coming across the border?
And that's a great question, Carl. And again, we're not going to get into good or bad because then that starts reaching into the area of opinion. And,
okay.
And while we do have our own opinions, as I mentioned, I'm a lifelong conservative, and that's one hat that I wear. But when I deal with the website, I put the other hat on, and that is to remain unbiased in the information that we're providing. Because even though I'm conservative, I want the truth. Even if we're wrong, I want to know that. Because if we're wrong, let's fix it. Let's figure it out. But we can't if we don't know that we're wrong. So back to your question. I believe that what we're going to need to do is approach both sources and get both perspectives and then dig into where they're getting their sources to find out. I heard a saying one time years ago, numbers don't lie, but liars use numbers. And I've kind of switched that to facts don't lie, but liars use facts. So people can manipulate the facts to come to the conclusion that they want to. But if we're looking at the base solid reality of what the facts are without the opinion tied to it, and we have to go to both sides because we're remaining as nonpartisan as we can because we don't want a conservative bent. We want the truth. So we're going to have to go to both sides and get both perspectives and both of their opinions, both of their sources, et cetera, and then we dive into it to find out if it's correct and accurate facts that they're using. Anything you want to add to that, Brent?
Yeah, and it's also going to be topic to topic, of course, too. So things that are, if we're talking about like gun banning or gun control, you know, we're going to refer to the Constitution because that's actually the ground document of our country. But if we're going to say President Joe Biden says this versus that, or President Joe Biden says this about X person, we can confirm if he said that, but we also aren't going to assign motive behind why he said it. We're going to just extrapolate the actual facts and say yes or no, they did say this or they didn't say this, or as far as the source information goes, we'll have to pull from .gov or officially recognized sources first. And then if we're comparing news sources, we have to do a side-by-side comparison. So there's going to be a more than one mode of, you know, inspecting this information. But we really just need to make sure that it remains unbiased. And so we're basically pulling the bias out of whatever source is reporting, and then we're putting on the facts on our site so that way people can understand both sides of it without the actual bent. And it's just going to be the information, the hard information.
This is not going to be easy.
No.
No, it is not.
Because I can tell you why. Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. 73 people shot over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
15 killed. Now, if you just look at that on the surface, you would say that it is a totally lawless town. But is it?
Yeah, well, it's not for us to say whether it is or isn't, but we certainly would pull up the gun statistics on probably a year-to-year or a decade-to-decade, and then we would compare who was running during those times and put down the numbers in a way that's easy for people to look at, and then let them make their own conclusions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So I'm going to take a break and an early break. Early break, Lynn. And then we're going to come back. And to get this thing off the ground, you're going to need some assistance here.
Correct.
So that's why we've got you on to talk about this and then to figure out how people can buy into it or find out how they can help you. But this portion of the show brought to you by the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Become a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Founded in 1910, it's an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. They made a big decision a year or so ago about not to
support candidates.
Right, not to,
Endorse,
thank you. Candidates, which was a big thing. I hated it when they did that because, one, they were usually wrong. And two, it wasn't up to them to. Well, they were. They were. They were wrong in a lot.
It's
of
like
times.
What we do, we
they
don't.
Lost.
We choose not to
endorse.
Endorse.
And that way we win every time.
Well, because you know we because we represent everybody, and they represent all businesses. So how could you? It just it's not
work.
Right because it's in the pocket.
But
you're
they,
kind of
but
in the
they
pocket.
They made that mm-hmm. change, and so yep. now they do is they have forums to let people listen to the different candidates, and they put it on the air. You know, we broadcast every one of them. But this is just one of the things they want. They want their businesses and the people to hear who the people are and not just, you know, oh, we support these. So they don't do that anymore. And what they're doing is building our local business community, and they're moving forward with it. If you want to become a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, give them a call at 530-225-4433. Look them up on their website, and you're going to find how easy it is to join and all the benefits that come with being a member of the Chamber of Commerce of Reading. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trude Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Liam knows what I like. Yes. I don't care. This will never, ever, 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 ever get old. KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio at KTNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping veterans and families, seniors and business owners since 1993. We love them. We have our insurance with them. And I know that her team has been very instrumental in helping people like, oh, my God, I'm getting to the age I have to figure out Medicare and what am I doing with my retirement or whatever. These people at Maxwell Insurance are great to help you navigate through life.
That's right. You can reach them at 530-221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we're here with Tom Corrado and Brent Jacobson, and they're starting a web page, truthbyfacts.org, empower truth here and exposing truth. Now, some people will go, oh gosh, here we go. It's another one of those liberal or conservative websites, that, you know. But you want to be just the opposite. You want to be you just want to talk facts. Not opinions.
Correct.
Okay. And I can see using Gov, some of the Gov, I mean, you're looking at statistics that you can grind down. Unfortunately, people use part of the statistics when they're proving their points. So you all are going to, if I understand this right, you're going to take a subject matter, whatever it is, and then give facts on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're going to take a popular question, topic, or news event, and we're going to boil it down to just the bare bones factual information. Sometimes it's statistics, but those are manipulated often. We're going to do what we can to curb that to our best of our ability, but we're not assigning motive. And so that's the biggest important thing to note is we're not assigning motive, and we're not coming up with a conclusion. We're giving it in a way that's really easy for the viewer to make their own conclusions.
I like the term that you just said, assigning motive.
Mm-hmm.
Because many times when we read articles, you do know, I mean, how many of them are super independent. Somehow if they're working or they're, like, say, I feel like they're assigned a motive. So that was mm-hmm. great to extrapolate that
yep.
as a thought.
And you know the hard part on this is, you can look at any news site. You can look at Huffington Post, and you think one thing. And then you'll go over to the Bongino Report. Bongino Report. Or Drudge, or some of those. And even though the story is there, it's written sometimes by, you know, be the same story written by two or three different people.
Mm-hmm.
Or news organizations, I should say. And it's the same subject, yet their conclusions are totally different. What do you do with that?
Well, there again, we avoid the opinion portion of it and focus on the facts of what the actual issue is. Because you know, I read an article and I could tell whether they're trying to direct me one direction or the other by the buzzwords that they use in that article. So they're really driving that opinion. And one point I want to bring out is an area we're really going to focus on is context. We believe that context is critical because that's an area where facts can be manipulated if they're pulled out of context. And I'll give an example, and believe me, I'm not defending Joe Biden because I've got all my issues with Joe Biden, but there was one video clip of him turning around after speaking and shaking hands with an imaginary person. Well, I did a little digging on that to see, and actually there was another angle of the video where he turned around and he was actually pointing at people with his hand.
Yeah, and I've seen those too. I agree that, you know, people will say he's done these things, and then when you look at it, you go, nah, that's not what happened.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So it's like Obama standing without putting his hand over his heart, and everybody else is saluting, and they're saying, oh, look, he didn't even put his hand over his heart for the national anthem. Well, it wasn't the national anthem being played. It was the salute to the president.
And that's exactly what we're going to be doing. And, you know, we use the best that we can, empirical data or .gov data, but honestly, video footage or live footage from, like, a presser is the best use of the data that we can use.
Okay. I think there's room for a your organization that we can, if I'm looking for something, I'll put it on my favorites to go look at. Now, but you need assistance getting this thing off the ground.
Absolutely. Correct.
So what can our listeners do? What can people do?
So as I said before, right now we've got our preliminary website up so people can go to truthbyfacts.org and see what our concept is and kind of how we have it laid out. But again, it's preliminary.
It's in our chat room, by the way.
Thank you. And in the meantime, we are working, as I said, with a local developer to give us our permanent website, which includes a database, because this is going to require a very deep and wide database to be able to store all the information that we need to have on this website. That costs money, and while we've got a sizable investment into this company already, because it's Truth by Facts LLC, so we've already developed the business side of this, applied for trademark, all that. And then I've got working capital for about a year. So we've had to put some investment into this thing to get it going. But to move to this next level, of getting this permanent website, it's more of a nut that we're going to need financial help with. So we've got a financial campaign going on GiveSendGo. And so if you go to givesendgo.com/truthbyfacts, you'll go directly to our campaign. So the two things that we need, number one, we need financial support, and that campaign is for $15,000, so it's not an astronomical amount, but it's enough to get this website launched and get us rolling where we can then start inputting content, because the website that we have, we're very, very limited on any content we can put in. So the first thing that we need is we need that financial support to help us get over that $15,000 mark so that we can launch this local developer to give us our permanent website. And then the second thing we need is exposure, which we're getting here this morning. And I greatly appreciate, Carl, you opening up your doors to let us come in and give our story. But we need exposure as wide as we can go as well, because once we get this thing launched and up and running, at some point we are going to need financial support in an ongoing basis, because we are doing our best not to provide any financial support through advertisement or corporate donations if we at all can, because we want to remain unbiased, and we have to keep the perception of bias out of the picture. So you can imagine if I had an advertiser called MyPillows.com and then issues came up about MyPillows.com and we brought out facts about it, if they're accurate facts, people aren't going to believe it. They're going to think that we're beholden to him. And if they're wrong, they're going to think, well, are we going to lose our funding? So we have to do this without advertising and without corporate support. So again, in the future, we're going to need ongoing support for.
So you do this by subscriptions?
Well, it's not really going to be a subscription so much, because we want it to be available for everybody. If we do it by subscription, it limits the truth to only those that can afford it or are willing to pay for it. Okay. So we want to keep it free. So it's just basically listener supported is what it is.
We're shooting for a break-even business model right now. And just to clarify, the website we have right now is a live site. It's just kind of
I'm looking
like,
at it right now.
It's just the model home of what we want. And a good way to describe what we're actually trying to shoot for in the long term, think political Google without the algorithms that only show you what you want to see. They're going to show you the things that are truthful and factual and the hard evidence in an easily digestible manner. And that's our grand scheme goal. But the funding we need is to create the database for all the information we're going to have to.
All right. So the site that, the site you can go to help support this is, one more time.
It is givesendgo.com.
Gifts and go?
Give, G-I-V-E, send, S-E-N-D, go.
Oh, givesendgo.
givesendgo.com/truthbyfacts.
Okay. Can I do that for my station?
You sure can. Sure can. Anybody can do it.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, we just
never thought of that.
In the grand scheme, we're just trying to stay away from large corporate donors because we don't, you know, we don't want them to be able to pull
funding. Once you rely on one big donor, mm-hmm. guess what happens?
Yep. Yeah.
It's
exactly.
Like Walmart coming in wanting to buy all your T-shirts.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, good luck on this, and we'll have you back on as this goes on, as you're expanding and help keep the keep it alive in that way on the show. I'd like to see that first edition. Right now on your website, you're just giving information about it.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You don't. Yeah. Are you going to put examples on here?
We're working towards that right now.
Okay. Yeah. I think that would look good too. Is, you know, an example.
Yep.
You know, a simple one that people could look up. Here's what happens: people can look it up themselves, but it takes hours.
Exactly.
So if you can just go to one site and say, "Oh, okay, this is what the FBI says about violent crime."
Yep.
You know, instead of is violent crime on the rise? You know, just anecdotally, people would say, "Yeah." Well, is it, though? So there's the big thing. Okay. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. And it's called Truth by Facts. It's on, if you go to our chat room, you can see that it's, you can go to the website, as I have. And Tom Corrado and Brent Jacobson, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank
and good
you
luck.
Us.
Thank you very much.
And stay in touch.
We'll do
it. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we will be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California.
This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's Monday, the 14th of November, 7:50 in the morning. It's about 34 to... Oh, come on. It's got to be warmer than 34. This portion of the show...
Well, no, it's 43. You're looking at it opposite.
I'm
it was 43 this morning.
What my computer says. Of course, computers can be wrong. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, where I'm heading down to here soon because it's getting to be Christmas time. And Four Winds Jewelry has a super
36.
Selection.
36.
Okay, that's what I said.
I don't know where I got the 43. Maybe I looked at...
No, you're looking at that that sheet of paper.
No, no, it's going to be 61 today. Overnight lows of 41. Yeah.
Four Winds Jewelry, super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They're getting ready to have their big sale kick off next month.
Mm-hmm.
Their anniversary sale is the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, too, so you can get watches repaired, batteries changed. I can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry. 7:51 in the morning, I want to talk about a couple of things. The elections, local elections, it appears that there's still 21,000 ballots to count. And Erin Reznor caught Kevin Cry. At first, she was well ahead, and then during the night, Kevin caught up and passed her. And now she has caught him again and is leading him by a whopping 27 votes. But they still have 21,000 votes to count. That was as of Friday. We'll get another update today. Chris Kellstrom is still ahead of Barron Browning in the 5th District. I don't see a big change in the city council race. Mike DeQuisto is way ahead. You may have a difference in the next couple on Tanessa Audette and Jack Munns because Mark Shea's pushing on them. So, but we'll find out more today. Mike Warren's retiring. Yeah, Mike Warren's retiring from the Turtle Bay. Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at this Mike Warren, has announced his plan to retire after 16 years of service to the organization. Now, I will say that, you know, the Garden of Lights, that has been on Mike's, I've heard him talk about that for almost, we're in our third annual. He's been talking about that for, gotta be, 6-7 years. The dream of bringing that to Reading. So that's just one of his many accomplishments.
Well, that and the he brought in the Sheraton there,
yeah,
too. And anyway, he's he says it comes at a time of financial stability and growth in support of the nonprofit's mission. It's time for a change for the organization, a change for him. I've worked 51, 52 years straight. So it could have been a little bit early, a little later. I just felt now was a good time to go in, going into the new year. So, he also was instrumental in getting the Sundial Bridge. And there's a lot of people that are angry. That were angry at him. Now, he was city manager before I got here and had retired just about the time I was here.
Right.
And I remember he said when I met him, he didn't like being on the radio because of the attacks
mm-hmm.
that were going. And the only thing I've known about Mike Warren was really the Turtle Bay. And he's just done a wonderful job down there. So good luck, Mike, whatever you do.
I think he has had a real...
He's ready to retire.
A real heart for our community. And I, you know, bottom line, whatever you, what anybody says or feels is that does this person, in fact, our guests were just here, it's like, the heart of the matter, what the heart of the matter is whether you lean left or right or somebody's done something wrong or right, what is wrong and right? Somebody's, moving forward with their conscience in a way to help develop our community. And I think that that deserves a gold star, that deserves praise, because that's not an armchair, thought. That's like somebody who's in it.
Yeah. You know, we just saw him the other night and he never even mentioned it.
Nope.
And,
maybe he just was
so I'm going to call him up and go, hey, Mike. Anyway, okay, something else happened over the Veterans Day weekend. In Dallas, they were having an air show, and absolutely a B-29 aircraft was flying and got hit by a King Cobra prop job, hit it about, gosh, they were on a kind of a low-level pass, came across, and I saw that last night. I saw it in other times, but they couldn't see it, but somebody had it last on Facebook or someplace, and showed this prop plane came over and hit that bomber right behind the wings, and they just both disintegrated in the air. Everybody was killed. I think they said there was 5 people killed in this.
You know, in the aeronautical world, it's just...
Well, a 4-person crew, and then the pilot of the King Cobra there. But it was, I mean, there's... It's a work of love to fly these things. You know, they keep them mechanically proficient. They keep like this. So it'll be, I don't know if they're ever going to find out what caused that King Cobra to crash into the bomber. But it was horrendous. Wow. Okay. The other thing is, and I talked a little bit about it right at the beginning. How did the GOP lose, even though it looks like they're going to control the House, but not by 100 votes by any means? And right now, they need to take Georgia to just make it 50-50. Because without that, then it's going to be the Democrats or 51-50. Or 51-49, if Georgia goes to the Democrats. And here's the thing is, with everything that's going on in our society, inflation, the border, the gas prices, the food prices, everything, and the Republicans couldn't win. What is the message? And now I'm thinking maybe abortion was one of those reasons. I think another reason, and some of you Trump lovers were going to say, I think Trump, when he threw himself into it, he has a fanatical base. It's true. It's true. He can get 30, 40,000 to show up for a rally. But when it comes down to voting, do people vote for the ones that Trump backed? Did he become a plus or a minus in this election? The other things are, some people will say, well, look at Maricopa County. They're still trying to count the ballots that are coming in there. Well, look at Shasta County. We're still trying to count the ballots coming in now. And when I finally get Kathy Darlin Allen on the phone, I called her, and she always calls me back. And I called her on a Thursday, and then but then I was gone. And then Friday, nobody was here. And so I'm going to call her back today and try and get her on so she can talk about what takes so long to count these ballots, you know, with 20,000 left. I mean, do we not have enough people? I mean, how do we? How does it work? You put it through a machine, then you check, every, you know, 10% of them, make sure the machine's right. You know, when it goes through, it just, you know, it can read these things. You know, I mean, it's just like a computer that just reads it. So, well, I'd like to find out about that and ask those questions. There was, you know, there was one minor thing that happened when somebody went behind the. Went behind the barriers, but once he was said, hey, we have a permit to do this, he left. I don't know if there was any other incidents, but that seemed to be the only incident during the elections. Yeah. But I would like to hear it from the horse's mouth. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got Shasta College, and they've got a whole bunch of people who are going to be coming in here. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
We were candid and clear with one another across the board.
He described their talks as direct and straightforward and said the U.S. is interested in competition, not conflict.
I absolutely believe there need not be a new Cold War.
Mr. Biden did object to China's aggressive actions toward Taiwan and raised human rights concerns. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A manhunt continues in Charlottesville, Virginia, following last night's deadly on-campus shooting at the University of Virginia. Three people were killed, two others injured in the shooting in a parking garage. It's prompted a shelter-in-place advisory. Police have identified a 22-year-old student suspect, said to be a former UVA football player. Looking to book a holiday trip? If so, you have to act fast and prepare for sticker shock.
Airline executives say based on bookings, they expect huge demand for flights over Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. But travel experts say the best deals for airfares and hotels are already gone. Government data shows airfares in October were up 43% from a year earlier. And part of the reason for the high fares, airlines are still operating fewer flights than in 2019, even though passenger numbers are nearly back to pre-pandemic levels. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
It's back to work today for Congress. Amid an extremely volatile post-election landscape, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited the newly liberated southern city of Kherson, where he posed with Ukrainian troops in a central square. On Wall Street, the Dow's 68 points higher, while the Nasdaq is down 52 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Lance Wall now, Christian author and evangelical leader, here to remind you that God's gifts should never be taken for granted. Take, for example, your retirement savings. You've worked hard for your money, and God has rewarded you for that. Now, with record inflation eating away at the value of the U.S. dollar, those rewards are literally being taken from you. But there is a way the faithful can fight back. By diversifying your retirement account into gold, your savings can be protected. And that's what God wants. Even better, a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group allows you to transfer your current retirement funds into gold without fees or penalties. To see how it works, text the word FAITH to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs. That's FAITH to 989898. Take action right now, and I pray that your family is blessed with continued prosperity.
The cost of caring for asylum seekers taking a huge toll on Britain's foreign aid budget, which may require a $1 billion annual cash infusion.
Aid spending is capped by the government at 0.5% of national income. That's currently about £11 billion. But at least a quarter of that is currently being spent by the Home Office, housing and feeding refugees and asylum seekers in the UK. Yet, such are the numbers of people coming from Ukraine and from across the Channel that the Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, will accept this week the aid spending limit will be breached over the next 3 years. A Treasury spokesperson admitted there were significant pressures on the aid budget because of migration challenges.
The BBC's James Landale. Six people killed, several dozen injured in a bomb blast in Istanbul. Turkish police say the suspect is in custody and they're hunting for several more. News and analysis, townhall.com. Pittsburgh grinds its way to a win over New Orleans in the NFL.
The Steelers rushed for 217 yards and held the Saints scoreless after halftime, winning 20-10. Najee Harris led the multidimensional Pittsburgh ground attack with 99 yards as the Steelers put up over 200 rushing yards for the first time in nearly 6 years.
Well, I mean, we need more of it, especially coming from me. Me being the type of guy on the team, I got to provide more like that. Build off after this one.
Kenny Pickett ran for a score, as did wide receiver George Pickens. The Steelers were 3-6. Andy Dalton passed for 174 yards and a score, but was picked twice for the 3-7 Saints. Josh Rountree, Pittsburgh.
It's not easy being Elon Musk. That was the message a new Twitter owner had for younger people who might seek to emulate his entrepreneurial success. In Musk's words, be careful what you wish for. He spoke earlier today at a business forum in Bali. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Morning and welcome to our morning show here on Monday. It is November 14th. Hi guys. KCNR 96.5 FM. You know, it's so cold I almost like slurred that. You know, when it's cold and it's hard to get your lips together. KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, this is your talk radio, and KCNR1460.com streaming for you. And good morning. Looks like we got our chat pack under control. And we've got our wonderful...
Don't taunt them.
Our producer, Liam, at the helm. What day of the week is it?
It is Monday.
Well, yeah. Oh, you're looking it up.
Sorry, I was turning my mic up.
Oh.
National Spicy Guacamole Day.
It's
a fun one.
Oh, well, boy.
Wonder why that fell on November 14th.
8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. So, what's the weather look like?
Well, it looks like it's going to be, it's very cold out right now. In the 30s, we'll have around 61 today. Will be sunny and clear tonight with overnight lows of 41. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high of 64, overnight lows of 42. Wednesday calls for sunny skies, temperatures around 68. Thursday mostly sunny with a high of 64. And Friday, sunny and a high of 65. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a senior and veteran discount. Excuse me, where they give senior and veteran discounts. It is a veteran-owned business. 365-3793.
And if it's the second Monday of the month, we have Shasta College here, and it's that time of the year when there's a lot of things going on over at Shasta College. And Dr. Audra Harrell, who is the instructor over at the Ag Sciences, has joined us. And Doctor,
good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about you. How'd you get into this?
Well, actually, I got into it because of community college. So I was raised in the central part of California and did 4-H kind of a little bit, raised rabbits, but didn't really get into ag, wasn't raised in an ag background, but got into it at community college, went to Merced College. And that's kind of where I developed my passion for agriculture and
You went on to get your PhD in that.
I did, yeah.
In what?
I did. Reproductive physiology.
Oh.
Oh.
Are you kidding? I know Marines who've got their PhD in that. Oh, wait a minute.
What do you do with that? Now, wait a minute. We're going to get right back on track.
Let's
you
go back on track.
You had to go into that, right?
It was
can't help it.
Just a birthday. I'm sorry. You know.
Okay. So, Audra Harrell.
Yes.
Like Carl said, when you got your PhD, you decided to go all the way, so you had that doctor in front of your name. What do you think along the way really inspired you to go to really get your PhD?
Well, I really, when I was doing my master's, I didn't know for sure that I wanted to go and do a PhD, and actually it was a lot of work, and I pretty much talked myself out of it. But while I was doing my master's, I started teaching, and I really, really loved teaching.
So you found a heart for
what
it was to inspire others.
I did, and initially I was wanting to teach at a university level, and in order to do that, you have to have a PhD. And so I said, yeah, I'm going to do that. So I got my PhD, and I taught at the university level, and then I realized, you know, I like research because research is part of it, teaching at a university level, but I prefer working with the students. And a good way to do that was community college.
So you're hands-on.
I try to be, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Well,
so tell us about the agricultural ag sciences over at Shasta College.
So we have a really great program with a lot of hands-on based learning. We have the farm lab out there, which is almost 100 acres. We have cattle, we have pigs, we have goats, we have some chickens, and then we have a fantastic horticulture program with several greenhouses out there with lots of different types of plants. Students learn about crops. We have fields out there that are planted for different things, hay, alfalfa, pasture land. So students really get on the farm a really hands-on experience. And then we have our logging program as well, which is just taking off, where we have some land. Sierra Pacific has kind of partnered with us, and we've got some land up in the Shingletown area where students are learning about the logging industry. We've got our forestry and natural resources program, as well as our heavy equipment operation. So, you know, if you're into, you know, career, you know, technical education, and your goal is to come out with a hands-on certificate or degree, you know, our ag program is fantastic.
Yeah, the ones that are working up in with Sierra Pacific are learning how to environmentally thin forest,
yes,
so that in using the latest equipment, mm-hmm, and how to do it safely and how to do it correctly.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We have a brand new logging instructor, Mr. Jonas Lindblom, is up there with the students, and you know, that program is really, really going in a positive direction.
And it's not, you're not cutting down with crosscut saws anymore. Trees.
No.
I don't appreciate it. Okay. You've got a big event coming. I might as well hit it right now.
Yes. And this would probably be a good time to introduce our two students that are here.
Okay.
With the program. So we've got Faith Hellenkack and Luke Slater. Faith is one of our dorm students, and Luke is a veteran in our veteran in that he's been here for a couple years, so he's,
you have,
know,
you been on before, Luke?
No, sir.
Okay, you kind of look familiar over there, so I don't know, maybe it's maybe
and
all
Faith,
the
is this your first time?
Yeah, I'm a first year.
All right.
Year.
Okay. Oh, that's exciting. Well, we want to dive into what got you inspired as well, and because we love our listeners that are on their way to work or driving their kids to school, and people are thinking about, oh, you know, thoughts people conjure up thoughts when they hear these radio programs, and people like you inspire them to maybe go in this direction. So we got just a few minutes. Faith, let's just talk about what got you inspired. Were you a 4-H girl?
I wasn't. I was actually just FFA. My parents and I moved a lot when I was younger. My dad was a truck driver, so we moved around. And it wasn't until my freshman year in high school where I was able to kind of, more or less settle down. And that's when I really was able to dive in the agricultural world and really kind of test the waters of what I wanted to do and how important that part of the industry was to me. I had my great-grandmother had a little bit of a ranch and had some land, so every so often we would go help her, but for the most part, we didn't really get a chance to dive into that part of the world.
So what got you into diving?
I had a really great ag advisor who was very good at knowing that we like to stop at our limits, and she loved to push us past those limits. So probably within my first month of being an FFA, she came to me and handed me a binder for a contest that I've never studied for or anything, and goes, I need to have most of this content done within the next 2 weeks. We have a contest that I need you to be at. I'm like, okay, can't promise you that I'm going to be great at it, but
I'll try.
And our team actually won the first place in that section. And it was kind of then that I realized that there's so much more that I'm capable of. And I was in all of the ag classes possible at my high school, and it just really founded my love for everything. I was always asking questions, always trying to see, what could I do as a person to really teach everybody about our little part of the agricultural world.
Okay. What
fantastic
about you, Luke?
I never did 4-H or FFA growing up.
And where are you from?
Cottonwood.
Cottonwood, okay.
Yeah. So I've grown up doing ranching stuff and My family has a little farm in Cottonwood where we have cows and sheep, pigs, chickens, all that stuff. And just I've gotten interested in doing that my whole life and just kind of.
You had to work the ranch. So, I mean, when you have chickens, pigs, cows and what else?
Sheep.
So that didn't burn you out then?
No.
You just, it just said, you know what?
It inspired you.
This is something I want to do.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun.
Why?
It's just.
It's hard work.
Yeah, it is, but it's rewarding. I enjoy seeing the end progress or the end goals in the progress that we get to do.
Okay, and that's why you signed up for it here at Shasta College.
Yeah, I enjoy, after class and stuff, I'll hang out with the dorm students. I'm not actually in the farm dorm, so I'll hang out with the dorm students, and we'll go out and work on tractors and stuff, get stuff running for events, and, yeah, just pretty much whatever needs to be done around there, we just get it done.
Love it. Okay, we're going to have to take a break, and when we come back, talk about events. We've got some incredible events coming up at Shasta College, and we want to tell you about that good stuff. We love being part of it, and we love having the Ag Department on our morning show. When you guys come over, like, woohoo, we love this.
This portion. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, give yourself a Christmas present. Those little bitty chips on your windshield, you know, it's starting to get cold now. If they get some water in them and they freeze, they're going to crack your windshield. Go on down to Jeff Wurst at 3208 South Market Street and get a free inspection and analysis. If these cracks are bad or these chips are bad enough, they will crack your windshield, and there you are going to work, and all of a sudden watch a crack go all the way across your windshield. Just going to tell you how bad it is, and he can fix a chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length. He came in, he fixed Linda's chip on her windshield that went all the way through, and he did it in about, 30 minutes while you were waiting?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the kind of work he does, and he guarantees it for life. He's not going to take any chances with your family's safety. So give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Cars, trucks, RVs, he can work on all of them. It's a better-known business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
I picked up my bag, I went looking for a place to hide. Then I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side. I said, hey, Carmen, come on.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering an incredible Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Let us do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy valuable time with your family and friends. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Tables available for a party of 2 to 10 and children under 5 eat free. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve now and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering an incredible Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Let us do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy valuable time with your family and friends. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Tables available for a party of 2 to 10 and children under 5 eat free. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve now and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460
All right,
AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 14th of November. It's 8:20
Monday.
In the morning. It's 36 degrees out there. Mm. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We were down there on November 10th. Raising money for ABBA. I can't wait to see how much money was raised that day to help veterans get free bus passes.
Mm-hmm.
ABBA was going to match 50% for every dollar donated. The Cornerstone Community Bank, four banks, been in the business 15 years. They are truly a community bank. And it's not easy being a community bank when you're not attached to the huge networks like other well-known banks that don't have the customer service that Cornerstone Community Bank does. They've been open 15 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. It's Cornerstone Community Bank.
All right, we're here with Shasta College and the Ag Department, the head of the Ag Department, Dr. Audra Harrell. Welcome back. And Faith and...
Luke.
Okay, welcome back, guys. All right, so you know we have these breaks, and then we have to do live reads. Let's get down to the meat of the meat and potatoes of what's happening, which is so much fun. You've got your Christmas fair coming up, the county Christmas fair, which is going to be this year, the first weekend in December.
Yes, that's correct. It is. So it'll be the 3rd and 4th of December, which is the first weekend. And we open at 9 a.m. and we are going until 4 o'clock p.m. or until trees sell out. So that'll be both Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Trees this year, as in most years, are on a first-come, first-served basis. So get there early so that you can get a good pick of the trees. And then we also have our country Christmas fair inside that weekend. So it's in our big pavilion on the farm. We have, student clubs that are going to be making, gifts. So it's a good chance to shop local, get some student made gifts. We also have a few local vendors coming in, that will have some kind of homemade Christmas gifts as well. We have Phi Theta Kappa, who's doing our snack bar this year, which is a student honor club on Shasta College campus. So they will be having breakfast items and lunch items for sale. They use that as a big fundraiser for their club as well. Santa is going to be there, I hear.
It says visit from Santa at 12 noon.
So, you know, it's a good chance to.
All right. Okay,
so, and letting everybody know what we did a couple years ago, we went out there to get our tree. And let me tell you how hard it is, people. You drive up, you park. It was raining. I got out. I walked around. They have like three or four areas.
Yep.
And they're all covered, by the way, so you're not walking around out in the rain. Somebody was with you. And I looked at like five different trees. And then this one said, buy me. I want to be your Christmas tree. And it was, I said, I want this one. They took it. They put it in that little wrappy thing. So it's, what do you call that? It's a little wrappy thing.
Netting.
Yeah, thank you, netting.
The netting. Threw it in the back of my truck.
Wrappy thing.
And let me tell you, it was the prettiest tree
oh, yeah.
we have ever had.
Sounds
it was
like a magical
experience.
What? Yes.
About 7 feet tall.
Right.
Perfect. It was symmetrical.
Beautiful.
And lasted all through Christmas.
Right.
And when I got ready to take it down in March, it was still... No, when I got ready to take it down after Christmas, it was still... It still held its little...
Needles.
Needles.
Yes.
Thank you. It held
we're
the needles.
Fill in your
so
blanks today, buddy.
Them. Thank you. I need help. Marine Corps birthday was last Thursday, and I'm still recovering. But it didn't, you know, like, it sheds. You know, when you get ready to
take Christmas
down,
trees.
They're
yeah,
all over
they get
the
very
place,
brittle.
You know, and you have, you know, this one didn't shed, got it right outside. And, but it was an absolutely fabulous tree. You made it as easy as possible. If you are looking for a tree.
This is one weekend only, by the way. So first come, first serve.
That's right.
And then also what, you know, I'm going to go to Faith. Faith, she's like, oh, okay. Have you worked, have you done this fair before?
No, I have not.
So it's a lot of fun. Get ready to be on your feet and get ready for the hall of people that come. And, so are you going to, what's going to be your job description during this particular fair?
So for this fair, I'm a committee chair for the inside part of the event. So I'm going to more or less kind of be heading the way for all of our inside vendors. So making sure they're all okay, making sure if there's anything that they need, I can go get them, and just overall making sure that the inside part of everything is going as right as it possibly can.
What kind of breakfast items do you have?
They usually do, I'll answer this one because I've been there, they usually do like breakfast burritos, they have breakfast sandwiches, they usually have donuts, they have, I think, biscuits and gravy. Mm.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, don't quote me on that though because
I won't quote you on that one.
So it says it's a free event, but when you go in, so of course, except for the tree, you know, that all this money that is going to be with the tree sales, the poinsettia sales, I understand that you're... limited more this year in the poinsettia, so that's going to be first come, first serve as well.
Yes, so because of the drought, the horticulture department did have to cut back on the number of poinsettias that they're growing this year, but they are still having them. They will still be there. And
We got three or four of those last time.
Yeah, one year we went in, I think we got 15.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And that's what we gave those away for, you know, to all of our clients and people that advertise with
they're
us.
They're beautiful.
Love the fact of telling it when I dropped it off that these are from Shasta College. They were grown in their nursery department.
By students.
Yeah, by students. So that's a great story when people look at that and think, oh, that's cool.
So where's the money go to that you, when you sell the trees, all this goes back into the ag department. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it goes back to our ag leadership club. So that we can put on more events with through the college.
And like, what kind of events are we talking about?
We have Community Day, which is earlier in the fall semester, where we just have, we have arts and crafts for kids. There's kind of tours going around the farm where we can show everybody the animals that we've got there. Hay rides, we've got a lot of those going on. We were running hay rides all day for Community Day, and they were pretty much packed every time that we would take one out.
Do you pull them with the tractor?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You don't have draft horses out there?
No, sir.
What?
We don't have horses. We don't really have the facilities for horses out there, permanent facilities for horses out there. So.
Doesn't make any difference. They'll still hurt themselves.
So on that Christmas fair weekend, which is the first, the first weekend
December
of December,
3rd and 4th.
You will have hay rides.
Weather permitting.
Yeah, and a petting zoo.
Yes.
A Santa Claus.
Yes.
All right.
The Santa Claus.
And, of course, the tree sales. Now, we've got just a couple minutes before we take a break. Luke, where do you see your future in ag?
So I'm looking into going into ranching as a career. I don't think on my own, probably working for somebody, but most likely ranching or at least farming of some sort as a career.
That's a tough life.
Yeah.
it's interesting, and but we need people like you
mm-hmm.
because most of the farmers and ranchers are aging out.
Yeah, I love doing it. Like I said earlier, I've grown up in agriculture and working for ranches here and there. I work for a ranch in Millville right now, and it's a lot of fun. Every time I get to go to work, I love doing it. So,
well, that's what counts. We're going to take a break here in a second, but Faith, what's your favorite part of the tree sale?
Definitely meeting everybody. I love meeting new people, kind of experiencing different kind of traditions from people, especially this time of year. There's so many different things that people do for their families. Like our new tradition in our family is we go watch a new movie, just the five of us, and just get some one-on-one time together. So this Christmas tree event is going to be nice to kind of see families coming together and doing something that's always a lot of fun. I mean, how fun is it to go with your family to pick out your perfect Christmas tree?
Right.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of kids out there.
That's it.
It is. And like I said, it is, just like we talked before, it's painless to go out there and get it. And you got such a great selection of all different types of trees. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite.
Got to give them a call today.
Yep, it's Redding's Dish Premier local retailer. Providing our ear with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local guy, Doug Tooley, at 530-241-3474 to find out what kind of great deals he has for Dish TV. We've had Dish for 14 years and had, very, very few problems with it at all. And if I ever did, I'd give Doug a call and they'd have it fixed immediately. That's Doug Tooley, a veteran-owned business, B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474 today. We'll be right back.
Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traders think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Just take those old records off.
All right, there's like none other. Hey, welcome back to our Monday edition here at KTNR. Liam, thanks for your bump music. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. How are you on this Monday? What kind of day are you going to make it? Do positive things. Think positive thoughts. That's what I say. 8:35 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by the one and only Cypress Square Barbershop. Now, Carl always does his live read because it's the only place I've been to since I've been in Reading.
Little lady.
Little lady. Anyway, so yeah, they cut his hairs, and they do a nice job of it. And he always does the high and tight, especially right before the Marine Corps ball. And, yeah, great job. Great guys there.
Work by appointments only.
Work by appointments only. There you go.
530-244-9478. And the most important part?
Man's last stronghold.
There we go.
All right. I don't have a problem with that at all. I don't know what people do. I'm all about girls club, boys club. I like it.
We're here with Shasta College in the egg department, agriculture. Now, the instructor, Dr. Ardra Hall, who has to run because she's going to give a test after a three-day weekend. You are a tyrant. You are, after a three-day weekend, oh, just have a test. Oh, what are you going to do over the weekend? Well, I'm going to study for the ag test.
I mean, to be fair, I had to spend the weekend writing the test.
Yeah.
So, you know, nobody wins here.
Yeah, you want to get through, okay. You want to learn something, let's do it.
I have two things I need to get before you run out of here. What kind of certificates and degrees can students get at?
So at Shasta College in the agriculture department, we have both associated science degrees, and then we have associate degrees for transfer as well as certificates. So the list is really, really long. But in my department, we have a transfer degree for animal science. We have one for ag business, and then we have an associated science degree for what we would consider ag education. So students can choose a lot of different paths. The majority of our students we have are either animal science or agriculture education. So we have a lot of students that have aspirations to be a veterinarian, and an animal science degree is a good foundation for that. We have more and more students that are coming in with no agriculture background, similar to my background. And so getting your foundation with the ability to do hands-on laboratories is a big deal. So students that want to go into veterinary science, you don't have to have this extensive background in agriculture to do that. As far as agriculture education, a lot of these students want to be high school ag teachers. And again, you have to have a pretty well-rounded education in order to do that, because ag teachers teach everything, right? They teach the shop classes, they teach the tractors classes, they teach the animal classes. And so you take quite a variety of courses. It's a little more work because it is an associated science degree, so there's more classes involved with it. But again, you get kind of a really well-rounded
soil management and all that.
Yep, soil management, plant management, business.
You could kind of mention it when you become a teacher or something. But so, what kind of jobs are out there if you get that two-year degree?
Sure. So for a two-year degree, when you're looking at animal science, you can go into things like, you know, being a veterinary technician. You can go into ranch management, animal management. For an ag ed degree, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do right out of a two-year degree, but a lot of them, like I say, transfer into a credential program. You have to have a credential to teach in the state of California. So we provide a foundation for that. As far as certificates go, you can be certified in reproductive technologies. So things like artificial insemination and ultrasound, where you can go out. You can, if you're a tech doing that kind of thing, you can make, you know, decent money if you're good at it. So right out of
so I can learn
college.
How to do ultrasound on. So you can check. Do you need to do that with cattle, or is there a, there's a pregnancy check with cattle, but you don't need a piece of equipment for that, right?
Well, you can do it both ways. You're pretty accurate if you're ultrasounding. There's tests you can do similar mm-hmm. to a human, but you know, a lot of guys will have a tech come out and just ultrasound everything to try and see.
Right.
You know, the earlier they can tell what's bred and what's not, the earlier they can.
So and what are some of the starting wages for some of these careers?
Well, that's going to vary quite a bit, obviously, depending on your experience and where you're at. In California, you're probably looking at $45,000 a year, $50,000 maybe, for some of this stuff, entry-level stuff. But, you know, if you're getting your CTE certificates in, say, heavy equipment or logging, you could easily be making, you know, $60,000 a year or more, depending on who you're working for.
That's starting out.
Well, starting out, you're probably looking at a little less. But, I mean, if you're – I mean, these logging guys, these heavy equipment guys, they're looking for people. And so – you know, they're willing to pay you well to do the job.
Sure.
So,
yeah. It's a shortage of them out there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. I know you have to run. I did hear something, though, that there is a company in town that is doing things with soil.
With soil.
And they were going to reach out to Shasta College.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't. Obviously, you haven't heard about it. So.
Well, that wouldn't really be my area. Limone okay. Waite would probably be okay. the one they would reach out to, since she's in the horticulture department. I deal.
Okay.
I deal with the front end of the soil, the animals that make the fertilizer that goes into the
okay.
soil.
Okay.
So.
Well, what it was a way of rejuvenating soil.
Oh, it sounds fascinating.
So I just read it in the paper the other day.
Oh, that's
so,
amazing.
But Shasta College was mentioned. So
oh, sure.
We'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah.
Well, I. Thank you very much, and I hope I know you have to run. And I
you
hope
to print out your test.
I do. I'm leaving you in the capable hands of my
yes,
students.
Yes, so. Absolutely.
So
we
nice
can't
to
wait
them.
To talk more about the Christmas County Christmas Fair, which is the first weekend of December. We're going to be discussing
okay.
that more and some good
extra
insight.
Credit.
Yeah,
extra credit.
Extra credit.
Okay, now, extra credit question today. When is the Marine Corps birthday?
Oh, I would fail.
November 10th.
November 10th.
Okay, that's extra credit.
Extra credit for my students.
For your students.
Not for me, though, because I failed. So.
You failed, but maybe find out maybe. How many of them know that.
I will. I will ask. We have a lot of veterans in our class.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. Hey, going back to Faith. Faith, what kind of animals do they have out there?
We have out there? Quite a different variety of animals. We have goats. We have pigs, cattle, and we also have some chickens out on that farm. Where eight of us are more or less in charge of take the well care of these animals, making sure that they get the proper feed rations, that their water levels are high enough so they're not going dehydrated throughout the day, to make sure, like, if they need any medications for whatever reasons, we're handling that. And then when it's baby season, we also get the chance to take care of those babies and make sure that we are producing a product that is going to continue giving not only to us but to them as well.
And what made you decide not to bring in a baby goat today?
You know, I'm actually on the goat unit, and I kind of like my long hair.
Goat unit?
Yes. So each of the animals we have, they're called units.
Oh.
So we have the cattle unit, we have the pig unit, we have the goat unit, and we also have, like, irrigation and maintenance. So we have someone making sure that our tractors and the water, when we have it, are all running as well as they need to be. So, I mean, I like my long hair. Baby goats are really good at giving haircuts.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I've never really, I mean, I've always think they're really so cute. I have a friend in Nashville who had the little, what are they called? The little dwarfy? The
Nubian dwarfs?
Yeah. And they, boy, were they prolific. I mean, you just went to sleep and wake up the next day and there's five in the backyard, you know. But they were so... they just were like,
yeah, I wonder how that happened.
I don't know, but yeah. It was quick. And anyway, so they're so cute.
Now, you say, what do you do with the animals once they reach a certain size? Do y'all market them?
We mostly sell them out to 4-H and FFA members who are looking to sell them at the county fair.
Oh, okay.
That way they get an opportunity to kind of understand how not only to market themselves, but what it feels like to produce a quality product, and that way they can take pride in producing something that they know that more or less they started from the ground up,
that's kind of how I really figured out that's why I love it so much, is the joy I get from understanding not only how to take care of an animal, but to produce a product that I know someone else is going to enjoy is what we do with most of our animals. Sometimes we keep some of our livestock just because as things get older, we need to make sure we have breeding stock to kind of replace the older ones and things like that. But it's also a great learning experience if you've never done it before.
Okay.
Well, we're going to take a break
here. Yeah, Luke thinks he's skipped. He says, I got skipped. No, Luke. Oh. We're coming back to you.
Okay.
And we're going to be right back after these messages. Started with the whisper.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And good morning and welcome to our final segment here on this Monday morning. Carl and Linda Bott, this is KCNR Free Fire Radio and all of the above. Thanks for being with us. We're going to be giving away the Garden of Light tickets throughout the week. Right now we are here with our Shasta College students. We have Faith and Luke. Dr. Audra Harl had to leave, who is the instructor out at the Ag Sciences at Shasta College, had to leave because she's giving a test as she was getting ready for her students this morning. But at the break, there were a couple things that were very interesting. First, let's start with you, Faith. You were talking about you have a sister who's 10 years younger than you, and that brother who's 2 years younger than you, and that when your sister comes to visit, now you actually live on the farm at the college, and there's, what, 8 students?
Yes. Normally, we typically try to have 4 boys, 4 girls, just kind of even everything out. But things don't always work out like we planned, so we have 6 girls this year and 2 boys.
And Luke is an honorary member.
Yes.
All right, so comes in and visits and, you know, lays his hat down and says, okay, this is what we're doing. But your sister, I thought this was very interesting because I think this is important in our society, and to hear that from a young lady such as yourself that is getting your degree, that how many people don't know where their food sources come from?
Roughly in between about 50% of an adult population, so all of the adults from, I guess you can consider as young as 18, since 18-year-olds are typically considered adults, to everywhere and anywhere to, you know, 125. Like, in that area, we have about 50% who either don't know or don't want to know where their food source goes to. And for me, who is someone in the food producing industry, it's really important that everybody knows where their food comes from, why we do it, how it's done, and the benefits that it does come from.
Cool. So, like, when they say grass-fed beef, or they have, say, organic, that's a whole other... what do you want to call it?
Can of worms to open up.
Oh, yeah. We could sit here and talk about that for hours.
Yeah, because organic has got different meanings to different people.
Yeah, and there's regulations when it comes to organic food.
Yeah, there are.
That
includes the grass that they graze on. It's got to come from organic fields and everything.
We have to be very, very careful.
If they can be raised organically, totally organic, but then if they go into a feedlot and they're fed with corn that's got GMO in it, or GMO corn, which is very prevalent.
Well, Faith, you were discussing also at the break that when you're living on the farm, you are on 24-hour call.
Yes. So even when I'm here with you guys, there's always a chance that I can get a call and that there's something going on that I need to be there for. So we have different units within our farm. We have the cattle unit, we have the goat unit, we have the beef unit, or the pig unit, and we also have irrigation and maintenance. When you're on the irrigation and maintenance side of things, you're making sure that you're watering the plants, you're making sure that the tractors are running correctly. If anything needs to be fixed, you're kind of the go-to person. Same with the animals. You have more of, like, rather than all 8 of us trying to figure out how to work these animals, we are broken up into groups. That way, you know, we're not all fighting or trying to figure out which is the best way to do things. We kind of, this is your unit, and we're able to put more focus on those animals, so nothing is going to get missed.
Luke, what is the, would you say, is the favorite part of you attending Shasta College? You drive every day from Cottonwood to come in. What inspires you? What is your favorite thing about it?
A lot of the people. I really enjoy hanging out with the people at the college. We all get along really well. We're all like-minded and just working alongside of everybody is, I think, a lot of fun. They all kind of complain about stuff sometimes, but I normally bring it back around. I'm like, guys, it could be a lot worse than this.
Right.
But, yeah, I enjoy the people at the college, just getting to hang out with them, and even the instructors. I've gotten to be close with Audra and Gage, the farm manager now, and they're both great people that we get to work alongside and learn from, and just working with all the animals and everybody that works with them. It's a group effort.
Which unit are you in?
I'm not actually assigned to a unit. I don't live at the farm.
Oh, okay. So you've got to live at the farm to be assigned to a unit.
All right.
So you just kind of work everywhere.
Yeah, fill in where it's needed and just help out with whatever.
It's time to go over and check on the pigs.
Yeah, so yep. So when you were saying, Faith, that, you know, you're talking about being on call for 24 hours for your unit, but you also were mentioning the fact that you have to get up at 4. I mean, let's just say that out loud for all those people listening that complain about having to get up at 6. You get up at 4.
Not necessarily always 4, but there's things that during the day, like we have classes that we have to make sure all of our stuff's done, so sometimes that does mean waking up way earlier than you intend to. But at the end of the day, no matter what I'm doing, I always look back on my day and I realize how rewarding it is and honestly how lucky I am to be a part of this because not everybody gets this opportunity.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
When I graduate, I want to be a vet technician. One day I have big dreams of opening my own vet clinic and kind of being able to help people or just being like a traveling vet, helping 4-H or FFA students get help, because if your animal goes down, it can get pretty pricey, especially if you're a student who's doing it all by themselves. So my plan one day is to kind of help those students out, especially if they don't have, if they come from a background kind of similar from mine, where a mom and dad didn't really get that experience, or whatever the reasoning is, I always kind of want to be there and make sure that they're getting the best kind of help that they can.
And Luke, do you want to be a farmer? You want to have your own farm or ranch?
Yeah, either own my own or work for somebody.
Yeah, be a good hand.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The and this is. Do you feel like this is good training to be a manager?
Yeah, I've actually thought about it a lot going into ranch management with an animal science degree from Shasta College. That's what my major is right now is animal science, and I think that's what I'm going to try and go for is ranch management kind of things.
I don't think people realize, you made a real good point here, Faith, when you said people don't want to know where their food comes from. You know, and you see, you know, people make stupid comments, you know, about, I mean, where do you think the sausages come from or your pork chops or your lamb chops?
Bacon.
Know, yeah, bacon. And
burger.
Everybody loves bacon. But they don't understand what it takes to raise these animals. And I'm not getting into political thing here, but the state of California may have just passed a law or a proposition that's going to make pork a very, very pricey item.
Definitely the hardest thing about being a farmer or a rancher or whatever your title is that not everybody sees just part of your job. They don't see the things that go behind it. A lot of people don't understand that when we do lose an animal for whatever reason, it is extremely hard, not only on the financial side of things, but emotionally too, because these are kind of like your children. You're making sure that they're well taken care of. You want to make sure that they're healthy. We love to see our animals happy, and that's not something that everybody likes to see, or it's not necessarily they don't like to see it, they don't want to see it. So I think Luke and I's goals in life are eventually to kind of bring more light to our industry that isn't necessarily there.
Well, you two are going to be great spokesmen for your. I mean it. You both obviously love what you're doing, and you have obviously a deep care for the animals and how they're raised and how they're taken care of. I'm going to move over to Peter Griggs. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning,
you
Carl
always
Linda. You
bring in the best
every month.
Subject.
Every month.
We have so much out there. It's great. Thanks for having us.
Oh, of course. Hey, so what's coming up? We've talked about the big, we want to hit
Christmas
that
fair.
One more time, the Christmas fair.
Well, December 3rd and 4th.
Right. Definitely. And I want to mention with the Christmas fair that, and I'm sure Faith and Luke can help me with this, but if you bring in 6 non-perishable canned items, then you get $3 off of a tree. And those donations will go to the Good News Rescue Mission.
All right.
Thank you for the help.
You start with good. That's the only one I know. So.
And then we'll also have military and first responder discounts as well.
Oh, okay.
So here's the cool thing. You bring your family, or maybe you've got neighbors that can't get around, and you get 6 non-perishable items. You go out, you do a good deed, you know, you're doing something for the community, you pick out your tree, the kids at Shasta College wrap up your tree in netting, put it on your car, put it on whatever, tie it down, whatever, and you're doing something that's good, and the funds, and it, by the way, the trees are very, very reasonable, okay? Just gotta say. They're beautiful, and they're super reasonable. Best deal in town. But that money is going to go towards the Ag Department. And we've just witnessed today or heard today two of the students and, of course, our teacher, Dr. Audra Harl, and, you know, just moving things forward in such a positive manner.
Well, I think that one of the other things to keep in mind is that all the proceeds, it's not just the Ag Department, but it goes towards the Ag Leadership, which is our students, and so it counts towards their scholarships as well. And so this money goes directly back to them to help with their education.
And remember this, too, is your tuition at Shasta College is
good point.
Free if you're going there full-time.
That's correct, yes. Yeah, so we used to have the first-time full-time mm-hmm. program, and we recognized that we had an opportunity to just have anyone who's full-time. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be first-time. So if 12 units or more is considered full-time, and remember that we have our online classes, hybrid classes, we have our 8-week compressed. So for working adults, that can really make a huge difference, is to really take those 8-week compressed classes, work them into your nights, your online format, and be able to get that associate's degree, which can springboard you, kind of ramp you up on the career that you have, or perhaps even reskill to a new career.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, everybody, for being with us today. You've just made it a great Monday for us.
Yeah. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, and I have a couple words. God bless America.